What's up, fitness freaks? This is Dom Jackson. You're tuned into the Fitness Fundamental Podcast, the only podcast here to take the fear out of fitness. Now, as a personal trainer, there's a lot of questions that I get constantly. For example, is this healthy? Should I eat this? Is this good for you? I don't know if I should eat this. Can I have this? And a lot of these questions are good questions, but most of these questions are about food. And that's what today's podcast is about. Food is super important to all of your fitness goals. It's 85 to 90% of the progress of what you're going to do. Because actually, no matter how cliche it sounds, you are what you eat. So whether your goal is weight loss, muscle gain, or increased overall performance in your sport, all of it revolves around the food that you eat. So today, in today's podcast, we're going to talk about two of the eating strategies that I kind of came up with about food on food tracking and food consumption, so you can figure out how you're approaching food and how what level you are on actual consumption of your food. We're also going to cover what food actually is, what the micronutrients are and macronutrients are, or macronutrients and micronutrients, and we're going to have a great time. So first off, you know, I broke it down into five different levels because everything in fitness is about taking progressions and regressions. So, you know, like a wise man once said, there's a level to this ish. And I have the two frameworks. So the first one is on food tracking. Now, this is more about your overall strategy to eating food. So this is how you approach food and how you eat it, like your thought process of how you go about eating your food. The next one is about food quality and the five levels of what levels the food could be at quality wise, the actual consumption of the food's quality. And the first level of the food is just eating. And just eating is exactly how it sounds. So whatever you want to eat, you go eat it. You want a burger, you eat a burger. You want fries, you eat fries. Oh, I want to go eat chips today. Eat chips. Basically, if you're hungry, you're going to eat food. And what are you going to eat? Whatever you want to. You don't care what it is. You don't care about the quality of the food. You don't care what it tastes like, looks like. Maybe care what it tastes like. But you don't. It doesn't matter to you what the food itself is. As long as you can eat it, you're about it. That's what most people usually are, you know. Oh, they got to work late. Got to go to the diner. Whatever they're doing, they're just getting food and eating that food. Now, the next stage I call level two. Level two is conscious eating. Conscious eating. So this is, I call this the one rule food. So with this one, you have one rule that you give yourself. So let's say, oh, I'm not eating carbs anymore. Okay. Or, oh, I'm only eating meat and vegetables. Oh, I'm not eating after 2 p.m. So you have what the food that you're going to eat. Like, you have an idea of what you're doing. You usually have one rule associated with what you're doing with eating your food. So everything's not going through. You're not just eating the food. You also are, like, taking one step to following whatever rule you have in place to eat your food. Now, stage three, I call this one the numbers rule. Now, the numbers one is basically you have a number system to use for your food that you're eating. Now, you could be using counting calories. So, you know, I'm eating 1,600 calories today. Or you could have like a portion thing, only a cup of carbs, only 6 ounces of meat, only a cup of veggies, whatever it is. For level three, it's just about having a number in place for your food strategy that you're eating. The next one up is level four. Now, level four is the flexible dieting level. So this is more like, you know, if you're counting your macros, if you're measuring your protein, carbs, and fats, and the percentages of each one in your diet, you know, if you are trying to do a flexible diet, I consider this one level four because you are measuring things and they all correlate with each other. So it's more math than level three, but still a good amount of, still a lot of math in it to help you figure out the systems of what you're eating. And level five, which is the highest level, is just following a strict, regimented meal plan. So this meal plan has whatever it could be. It could be like egg whites and spinach in the morning, 6 almonds for snack, you know, tuna salad for lunch and salmon and rice for dinner or whatever it is, you know, a protein shake at lunch, whatever it is you're eating. This one has like a very regimented, like time frame based I'm eating this, 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 and this, listed out for the day. And these are the five levels of eating strategies that I kind of came up with to keep people figure out where they are in the actual eating consumption strategies throughout the day. So level one, just eating. Level two, conscious eating. Level three, numbers rule eating. Level four, flexible dieting. And level five, regimented meal plan. Now, along with that, along with the strategy of eating, the next step is the actual quality of the content of the food that you're eating. And for this one, this is still like a pretty general thing I came up with, but it's five levels again. And the first level, I call it the instant level. Now, the instant level is more like your fast food chains, like Hot Pocket, things that generally you can make or eat very quickly because they serve very quickly. And there's very minimal prep time to them because it's just like, bam, instant food, instant gratification. I was hungry, now I can eat this. Now, foods in level one on this scale are typically very high in calories because they're usually like frozen or come in some kind of weird packaging, and very low in micronutrients. So like they're not that healthy on the vitamin and mineral side of things. So that's level one, and that is usually where a good amount of people are, and people try to get out of there, but most people are coming in with some kind of fast food mentality. It's like eat this, whatever. Now level two, I call this the quick prep stage. So quick prep is more the lines of like higher quality foods, but not really, like not too much difference. For instance, I put a lot of, if you eat a lot out at diners, or if you eat a lot at even like Chipotle, I put in this is the places that are like, there's more prep in the food. So, you know, it's definitely better than McDonald's or whatever fast food chain, obviously. But at the same time, this place takes a little more work to eat, to get the food set up. You know, it's usually fresher. The micronutrients are usually better. You know, there's more vitamins and minerals in the actual food. It's more likely to be realer food. But even still, it's still something that is made without your control and made kind of quickly. So I still put only as level two in the scale of the foods. Now level three, I put this as the home cooked meal. Now the home cooked meal could range from a lot of different spots in the spectrum. But overall, I would say that getting food from your house or someone's house that was made by a person that you know and like made in that house should be better than most of the things that you would just get, you know, going to a store or just going to a food chain, whatever it would be. I would still put that higher. So I put level three as a home cooked meal. Now, granted, that could be a lot of different things, but still, I'd say a home cooked meal is better. And level four, this is like the whole food level. Now, the whole food level is not talking about the store, but like eating actual whole foods, foods that are not refined, not processed. They're as close as they could be to their natural state. For instance, you know, fruits and vegetables that are just fruits and vegetables, like eating an apple as opposed to eating applesauce. Like applesauce would be more the lines of a one, when apples would be a four. Make enough sense? And making sure the food or whatever it is, the meat, the protein, the carb, whatever it is, the food that you're consuming is in its most natural state it could be. Now, the last level I call is the evergreen level. This is like, you know, the grass-fed, the cage-free, the organics. There's a lot of details you can go into this area. But as far as like the upper quality of food where the food itself is raised in a more, I guess, humane environment, where there's more care given to the individual things being grown, whether it be animals or produce, that the care goes up in actual, you know, interaction with the thing that they're making or producing, there's more, it's treated better and usually tastes better too, and it's usually better for you, your body. So there's better micronutrients as well. For instance, you know, cage-free eggs are usually better than just plain old white eggs because there's some difference in the yolk, and the quality of the actual egg in it is better for you. That's just an example. But overall, like the grass-fed, cage-free, organic line of things, that's usually like the highest tier. And those are the five tiers I came up with. I keep things pretty simple, and you know, this is a podcast about making things simple. So along with those two different spectrums for the strategy of eating food, Now I'm going to get down to what food actually is. So food is fuel for your body, and it's what your body is made up of, essentially. You know, you are what you eat. I can't keep saying that enough. I know it sounds like, oh God, he's saying this again, but it actually is very, very important. So food is made up of micronutrients and macronutrients, okay? Micros and macros, or macros and micros, because I want to talk about macros first. Anyway, macronutrients are like the main components of what food is made of. So this is like the protein, carbs, and fats that your body uses for your body. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is protein. Now, protein is usually the one that gets picked up the most, like, oh, protein full and protein packed and protein powder and protein shakes. But a lot of people don't even know what the protein that they're eating is for. They just know it sounds good. So what protein is protein is used, is broken down into these things called amino acids. And these amino acids are basically like little building blocks that your body uses to make things in the body. So, for instance, your muscle fibers are made of protein, from the amino acids from the protein. You know, your hair, your nails, certain hormones are made from them. Hair, nails, like your heart, like a lot of things in your body, like physical things in your body are made from the protein that you consume. So that's why protein gets such a good rep. Now, protein also is very satiating. What does that mean? That means when you eat it, it generally fills you up. Like, after you eat a steak, you usually are more full than after you eat, like, a bunch of crackers. You know what I mean? So, that the satiation in that steak will help you stay full longer. So, that's why protein should be pushed so much, because it makes up a lot of things in your body, and it keeps you full longer. So, if you're trying to lose weight, you won't be as hungry if you have a more protein-full diet. Makes sense? Now, the second thing about protein is that it's also one of the lower calorically dense foods. So protein itself, 1 gram of protein is worth 4 calories. So if you ate a 1 gram of protein, whatever protein source you want it to be, it'd only be 4 calories. So let's say you had a piece of steak again, and the steak was, I don't know, 4 grams, okay? I know, 4 gram steak sounds kind of crazy. But anyway, 4 grams of steak would be 16 calories, because it would be 4 times 4, which is 16. And that's how you would get that number of the calories for the protein source, okay? Now, the next one we're going to talk about is carbohydrates. Carbs, the villain, the enemy, the everything. Now, carbs are not as bad as everyone makes them seem, but carbs just happen to be in a lot of things, and carbs aren't as satiating as protein. So when you eat carbs, you won't usually generally aren't full for as long. And since you aren't full as long as you normally would be, you would eat them more. So you could say like a cake or like a candy bar, you know, you could be eating 100 calories in something, and that those calories would still go in your body, but you'd only be full for like 30 minutes, so whatever time frame you were full for. And that's usually why, one of the ways they get vilified. Carbs also are broken down relatively quickly. So carbs are used as fast as they are burnt, more or less. So in most carb cases, you eat them and it's like, bam, you know, they go into your system, they go into your bloodstream. And when they're not used, it's easier for them to turn into fat. So that's one reason why they're vilified so much. Now, what if the carbs aren't being turned to fat? Like, what happens with them? That's the next question. So carbohydrates are turned into this thing called glucose. Now, glucose is the energy inside your cells. Like your muscles use it, they turn into glycogen. Well, they store it as glycogen inside your muscles. And that's what your muscles use for fuel when you're like working out or running. You get the extra little boost that you need. Those carbs in your body and your muscle cells are being used to let it out. They're almost like little batteries that they store up the energy in, so they can bust it out when it needs to get crazy. Now, carbs are also worth 4 calories per gram. So you can have, you know, 4 grams of, I don't know, pasta or something, and it would be 16 calories, because it would be 4 times 4 again. Now, carbs also break down into two other things, simple carbs and complex carbs. Now, on the spectrum of them, simple carbs are more along the lines of, you know, like chips, pretzels, bread, cake, you know, candy, things that you eat to get that quick little sugar rush that you get, like, those are all the simple carbs. Now, the more complex carbs are more like your oatmeals, you know, like potatoes. A lot of these things fall into more denser carb things that last a little longer in your body, and they break down slower, so you still get the benefits of them, but they're healthier because, you know, they're not instantly being absorbed into your body, so the chance of them becoming fat instantly is less prone because they're slowly being broken down and slowly getting released into your body. Now, next up is fats. Fats are also constantly getting a bad rep because people want to remove the fat from their body visibly, but they think that all comes from the fat that you eat. The fat that you eat can become fat in your body, but it's not the only thing that becomes the fat. So fats themselves are broken down into fatty acids and triglycerides, and fats are used for storage and for energy inside the body. So like you store the fat that you eat for later use most of the time, or you use it. The popular diets like the keto diet use fats for energy. So as opposed to getting your energy from carbs, you would get the energy from the ketones that your body transformed the fat into and use that to fuel yourself. Now, fats are satiating, but they often don't feel as satiating as they are. So what I mean by that is that, let's say you had to drink a bowl of olive oil, you know, that would be in your stomach for a while and keep you full, but you really wouldn't feel that full because it almost feel like it's there, but like you wouldn't really feel it. Just think about how you eat olive oil. You don't really feel it as much as you would a steak, and it doesn't like make you think you're as full as you would if you ate a cracker. Now, fats themselves are worth 9 calories per gram as opposed to 4. So if you had 4 grams of olive oil or avocado, whatever you want it to be, it would be 36 calories as opposed to 4 calories. And that's another reason fats get such a bad rep, is because they're more calorically dense. So, you know, you can eat less fats and actually have more calories in your diet. And that is what's going to make you... That's why fats are always seen as another thing to get rid of, like fat-free and fat-free that. But overall, fats are just as important to your diet as the other two. Now, last up, we're going to talk about micronutrients. And micronutrients, as opposed to macronutrients, protein, carbs, and fat, micronutrients aren't measured on the calorie scale, but they're also very important for your body. Now, these are the vitamin and minerals that your body uses to, you know, regulate so many systems in it. I could have to do a whole podcast on itself on what the micronutrients are and like how valuable they are. But for example, all the vitamins A, B, C, D, E, K, or all the minerals, calcium, copper, iodine, iron, sodium, sulfur, zinc, all these ones are super important for your body. And a lot of times, like I said before, the food that you eat that tastes good generally isn't very full with micronutrients. So even if the food is low-cal, if it's low-cal and low-micro, then it's still a no-go, if you know what I mean. And those are examples of some of the micronutrients that your body has inside of it. Now, thank you guys so much for listening. You know, we went over my two systems, the 5 levels of food tracking and the 5 levels of food consumption. We went over micronutrients and macronutrients. And thank you so much, guys, for checking into the Fitness Fundamental Podcast. Once again, this is Dom Jackson. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Definitely leave some comments in any comment section if you're hearing this at. I can be posting what you guys hear, what you like. If you have any other questions, let me know. Put them in the comment section so I know where to talk about next or a guest you want to get. Thanks a lot, guys, and take care.